Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Officially.
You're
here
booted
we go.
Officially. So it's Monday. We're rocking and rolling. Here it is. It's officially on the way on the Good Day Show. How was your weekend? Was it good?
Better than it was for Green Bay fans.
That was probably one of the tougher things to watch.
And especially when you were rooting for Green Bay, that and you go, oh, gosh, finally, someone's shoving it to Seattle, and then wah, wah.
Well, you know, and I don't mind Seattle, so I was like, you know, but I'm a light, Green Bay light fan. But for that epic just choke
in the last few minutes,
in the last 3 minutes, and it all started with that onside kick, and then it just went downhill from there, and I could not believe when he that 35-yard pass in overtime, I was just like, I've never seen anything like this. That's why they play the games, right?
They should have had two touchdowns at the beginning. They got all the way down to the goal, and they couldn't.
Something was off with them.
Well, I've got news for Seattle. I'm going to say that I would probably root for Seattle in the Super Bowl over New England. But I've got news for Seattle. If they play anything like they did yesterday.
Yeah, they weren't playing well.
They are going to get just pounded just like the Colts did yesterday.
Without, you know what it is that Pete Carroll has the Gaza that makes Seattle kind of interesting to watch, I guess. But without that, I mean, so much of their game is about momentum. And that's just true in life. I love finding, like, sports analogies in life.
Yeah.
I mean, momentum, it just shows you, is so key. It means more than how good you are. Really.
There's Doug abusing his printer
again. I know.
What did that printer ever do to you?
Are you rewinding it, Dougie? Pedaling to get some power in that place?
Hey.
Do you know, yesterday I told my son, my kids wanted to watch the new Austin and Ally show on the Disney Channel because it's a new episode. Because they rerun the same episode 1,000 times. So I told my son, like, I'm like, it's 9 o'clock, buddy. It's time to get ready for bed. You can tape it.
Yeah.
I said, you can tape it. And he started laughing at me.
Tape it.
What's tape, Dad?
Dad, nobody tapes anything anymore.
All right, so this it reminds me of the conversation I had over the weekend. I was the guest of a group of 150 broadcasters who are it was wonderful. One of the things that when I made my first presentation on Saturday morning, we were talking about all the things. These are a group of local broadcasters, independent owners, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the discussion came around to sports, to which I quickly sat down.
Start fixing your printer?
Yeah, right.
It's a big story, though, Dougie.
Yeah, no, it is. Absolutely. Yep. Yeah, you're happy with the way things came out?
No. Not at all.
Actually, both of my teams lost, so whatever.
Well, the Colts, I didn't care. You know, okay, New England, that's fine. Now I'm going to root for Seattle to beat New England. Mm-hmm. Although, it would be neat to see Brady get... You know, a fourth.
Again.
Yeah, right.
When Green Bay lost, football season's over. I don't even know if I'll watch the Super Bowl.
Yeah. All right, so Kenny, what about you? Were you involved? You don't involve yourself much more in sports than do I.
Well, yeah, and any of the teams that I liked were out a while ago. So I didn't much care. The Green Bay-Seattle game was close, so it made it interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The the New England game, they just pounded the Colts.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
See you later.
Let me tell you what the real news story is this morning, Doug.
What's that, Richie?
The Washington Nationals.
Yeah.
Pitchers and catchers show up in about four weeks.
There you go.
They got a good one.
And guess who the Washington Nationals got? Max Scherzer.
Max Scherzer.
One of the best pitchers in all of baseball. Wow. Young Award winner from the Detroit Tigers.
He's a former spokesperson for a big egg in New York.
You ready for this?
What?
7-year deal, $180
million.
Still not as good, though, as what's-his-face, Michael Stanton. Didn't he get got 85 or something,
right? Scherzer turned down $144 million with the Tigers last spring. So, far none, Dudley.
Do you think he turned it down, or do you think his agent?
I think his agent turned it down. Yeah. Bar none, the Nationals have the best starting rotation in baseball now.
All right, thoughts. 888-302 Doug, 888-302-3684. Comment line live. It's the email to Doug or Ken or Rich or Jennifer at DougStefan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Anybody commenting or caring to plan or have they plans, Kenny? They, people who are listening to us, to watch the State of the Union. I'm betting it's going to be one of the lowest rated State of the Unions in recent history. The pitching of here's a non-starter. Tax hikes.
Right.
Right? Let's go get those dirty, nasty, wealthy Americans.
President. Yeah. You've got the lowest approval rating in forever.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. People are going to be over on the CW and figuring out what's on that channel.
Right. Okay, so today is Martin Luther King Day, one of those holidays. This has nothing to do with race. You hear me from time to time talking about how many wasted holidays we have.
Go on, just take President's Day, you say, for all the...
President's Day, I don't mind, because I think there's some... But I don't know why we don't celebrate it by having ourselves, at least our children in school, learning about the presidents and learning about Martin Luther King in this circumstance. I wonder how many of you have seen Selma. Selma is
I haven't
story.
Yet. Have you?
You talking to us? No.
I have not. Yeah. No. I hope I'm talking to you. You talking to me? Yes, I am talking to you.
I have two young kids. All the movies I go see are animated.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go.
Although my wife took them to see Annie last week. They said it was good.
There are going to be a number of people who will take the march in Alabama today, including some of the people who are in the movie, retracing the steps of those people who were tear-gassed. The police dogs were sent out to chase them around. The year was 1965. I think I might, if I can convince Meredith to do so, go see the movie today.
No.
No, what?
Selma?
Yeah.
Was it 65? Was Martin Luther King in Selma, right?
Selma,
yeah.
I believe.
It was
64 or 65.
It had to be 63, right?
No. Well, somebody's going to look it up. I believe it's either 64 or 65, but you can figure it out. If you're right, Richie, you get 2 stars. How's that? Gold stars.
No, you're right. Even. 65, I'm sorry.
65. Okay.
865.
It's all right. Weather is improving around the country. Big ice storm yesterday. Did you see some of those wrecks on the roadways in New Jersey, New York, and southern Connecticut? Whoa! Buses sideways, upside down, trucks all over the place. The roads were like a sheet of ice. And people, what doesn't occur with people when they encounter that? What, you think you can drive the normal way?
Well,
when you're in that circumstance?
If you saw the one in Michigan last week, I think it was just outside of Detroit,
mm-hmm.
where apparently it was just like a whiteout. Yeah. And when people... I guess everything looked fine, so they were doing normal speed. I mean, like 40 miles an hour.
Yeah, sometimes you just come on it, yes.
And it was just a whiteout, and on the other side of the whiteout was a pileup, and you didn't know it. So people were doing 40 and 45 miles an hour.
And then whammo.
And just bam. And they were videoing it from the side of the road, and people were just going, oh, my God, mm-hmm. because there was nothing you could do to stop it.
Instead of videoing it, why wouldn't they stand outside and wave their arms around?
It's funny. It's not funny. It's interesting. You watch the guy who was taping it, and at first he didn't realize what was about to happen. And then all of a sudden you see like a car hit the back of a tractor trailer. Mm-hmm. Then you see a tractor trailer hit the back of that car and sandwich. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, my God, oh, my God. But he couldn't run there because cars just kept coming and bam, bam, bam. And you, there was nothing you could do.
Yeah.
There was nothing. All you could do was tell people who could get out of their car to get out because another car was coming. That was for sure.
Fast. Yeah. Get out fast. 16 past the hour. Monday morning, 1/19/15. This week, tomorrow, as a matter of fact, two-thirds of the way through the first month of 2015 already. Mercury goes retrograde on Wednesday, Richie.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, yes.
No. I've been waiting for a good Mercury retrograde.
But it won't be as bad this time around because there are a lot of other influences that are...
It'd take 15 seconds to explain that to people who think we're crazy right now.
Well, if you're an astrological follower,
15 seconds.
You understand that in terms of the planets and how they influence us, there are many, some of the close-up planets more influential than the ones that are further away, like the moon is full today and tomorrow, so you'll feel there's that newness, and that's one of the influences that'll make this Mercury going retrograde means that in the eyes of those who are white, it almost looks like the planet stops, turns around, and goes backwards. And so that supposedly influences people. It depends on your sign. Fire signs like it, because Mars also is pretty influential in what's going on right now as well. Mars is the planet of being tough, the warrior planet, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So if you are tough, you'll do better during this session of retrograde than would have been the case when it happened last fall. Okay? That help you? 18 after. This is good day.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local HealthMart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com.
Did you donate anything to charity last year? Or did you tell your girlfriend you donated something to charity, but really you just moved it to the attic because that CD tower is part of who you are? And if Michelle doesn't understand that, well, maybe Michelle doesn't understand you. Or, well, no matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you donate anything, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call quickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We'll be right back. On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Good one, Richie. The details of 1964, if you remember this.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you something. I think you'll understand. Can I say that something?
About the amount of money being paid to football players, the Beatles turned down an offer of $50 million on this date in 1976 to play together again. Bill Sargent, who was a big promoter at the time, was astonished when they said, "Nah, we don't need the money."
That's a lot of money in the 70s, too.
A lot of money today, thank you.
Big time.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
This song, one of the breakout songs, the breakout song for the Beatles, right?
Yeah, one of them.
I was listening to a featured countdown on my Slacker music app.
Yeah, I get for you, Richie.
The 66 songs that changed everything.
This is one of them.
And absolutely, this is one of them.
Oh, yeah.
So when you get down to the top 1, 2, 3 songs, you figure number one is going to be what? Beatles? Elvis?
Yeah. That might be,
Maybe Ray Charles?
No, Ray Charles didn't change anything.
Ray Charles did change
it. Well, is he on the list?
Absolutely he was. Yeah. You know it was number one?
What was number one?
Rapper's Delight, Sugar Hill Gang.
Because it introduced a medium.
Wow.
But my argument to these guys that made this list up would be, there'd be no rap. There would have been no Rapper's Delight without the Beatles or Elvis. So wouldn't they have had a bigger influence on music overall? And I agree. This should be number two or three.
Yeah.
Because it introduced rap. But it was an amazing
I'm too much of a white boy for that, I guess. 25 and change. All right, so here's somebody else who's had, when you think of the Beatles, you think of Rick Springfield, right?
Absolutely.
Almost all of you think of.
All the time.
When you think of who's had a big influence. A jury has ruled that Rick Springfield did not injure a woman at a New York State Fair concert 10 years ago.
With his butt.
Right. Reached the verdict Friday after deliberating for an hour. He was sued by this woman from Liverpool, New York. Says she suffered serious injuries when he fell onto her during a concert in 2004.
That's the worst thing in the world.
Yeah. Her butt hit her head, causing lasting injuries.
His butt hit her head.
Right, yes.
You which, loved it.
Right. So I would just happened to be watching the game yesterday at a place with some friends of mine whose wife and some of her friends go on the Rick Springfield cruise every year. And I said, what would you and your friends have done if Rick Springfield's butt hit you on the head?
Pay him.
Exactly.
All right, from the weekend fun spot, the fun zone is SNL on television anyway. Here are some of the excerpts from the weekend update.
Mitt Romney is reportedly considering running for president in 2016. In a related story, Charlie Brown is planning on finally kicking that football.
Oh, be nice.
Pope Francis this week criticized the magazine Charlie Hebdo by saying, you can't make a toy out of religions. And then he put on his giant hat, grabbed his wand, and went back to his golden castle.
That's funny.
I can't tell you who deserves to be nominated. I mean, of all the movies, Thelma is the only one I even pretend to see. But I understand the frustrations of minorities, you know? I mean, an Oscar nomination can lead to so many opportunities for black actors. Great future roles like Snow Dogs or Catwoman. Or maybe even a Weight Watchers commercial. And I get that it's hard to pronounce a lot of these names, but that's what makes award shows so fun. I mean, just imagine John Travolta as he introduces the wickedly talented Davido Olajuwon.
All right, so everybody had a good laugh from that. A lot of the things will come forth today on the Good Day program. Some will be thinkable, some will be laughable. It's 28 after the hour now.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ron Reagan and Ron Christie. Coming right up, student debt now exceeds credit card debt in America, which hurts students and the economy. What can or should Washington do about it?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window.
And then somehow my hand.
My hand!
And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Come back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Ron Christie and Ron Reagan. With student debt at $1.2 trillion burdening both students and consumer demand in the economy, what, if anything, should Washington do to help students get the college they need?
I don't think anybody, by going to college, should become indebted. Life is hard enough as it is for young people graduating from college. The idea that we would saddle them with $30,000 of debt on average coming out of college, that 7 in 10 of them would be in debt as they leave college, is crazy as a matter of policy to me. Every American who has the intellectual wherewithal to make use of college,
right,
wants to go to college, should have the opportunity to be in college and not end up in debt as a result. We can accomplish that as a nation. We just have to put the money in the right place.
Oh, I see. So you would subsidize it in some
way.
Well, I think he's largely right on his solution. I just don't know that the government should be paying all the costs. Of course the government should be subsidizing student loans. I had a subsidized student loan from the government when I went to college. My beef with this is that colleges and universities are jacking up the rates on tuition to pay these lavish salaries for educators and overhead that I think we need to rethink.
I'm Mark Lean, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Ron Christie and Ron Reagan.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll
call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not.
Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Monday morning is upon us. Jennifer is here. Richie, Kenny, working on the poll results. Over the weekend, we generally put the top 10 talk topics from the previous week up so that you can tell us what was most important to you. And it's interesting to see how that that list shook out. The immigration policy from the president was the most, among our listeners anyway, the most important. Although the research from Talkers Magazine suggested it was the Charlie Hebdo incident. That came in a weak fourth on our list. Let's see here. 16% of you said falling oil prices were the most important story to you. 15% of you said the violence from the Muslim groups, the Boko Haram and ISIS. Let's see here. Where does it go after that? Yeah, plunges sort of after Charlie Hebdo. 9% said the presidential prospects. Isn't it interesting to see how Mitt Romney is everywhere all of a sudden? Jeb Bush sort of came out, and that was not all of a sudden, but kind of. And then now it's Mitt Romney everywhere.
Yeah.
So why? What do you suppose goes on in a fella's head who said he didn't want to run anyway the last time? Why does he want to run?
People saying you have a really good shot,
can win?
Don't you think? Yeah.
Well,
and I think if he has different campaign advisors, exactly, his campaign advisors, I really think is what caused him to lose last year because election.
Well, but
because
he wasn't willing. Last time was the statement. I'm only working for that 17% or whatever it is.
Right. Well, I mean, I think
I throw out the the bottom.
We'll throw that one out again too.
Two things that went wrong. The first is that he was in the media portrayed as someone who was old and white and out of touch and rich. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, those three things
are
not
in vogue
anymore.
This time around?
Well, yeah. I think they need to paint it as, hey, I became this way. Here's what I did in my lifetime to get to where I am. And if they paint that picture, then that kind of exemplifies the American dream. I think he also had an opportunity in whatever it was, what was it, the second debate, where he could have thrown Obama right down, and he chose not to because he was running like a nice campaign. Mm. And I respect him for that, but I don't think that's how you win elections anymore, sadly.
Mm-hmm. He also didn't mention Benghazi.
Right.
He didn't, and I think that especially some on the right really got upset about that, and they stayed home.
Mm-hmm. Right. But they're right. Well, I don't. We'll. Okay, I'm leaving it at that. The stock market not open today, as is most government known mail delivery today. You won't get any of your usual stuff. We're talking about Martin Luther King Day. What ought to happen with it? How it would be better if we perhaps had a different kind of observance, and that's the sum and substance of the poll today at DougStephan.com. How are you observing the day? A, going to a parade. B, going to a museum or a monument. C, attending some special event. D, shopping, running errands, getting caught up on things that I need to do. E, just another work day for me. F, when's Martin Luther King Jr. Day? it's today, and I think this is one of those holidays they actually... There isn't a day in particular, although it's supposed to be his birthday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
it was last week, I think.
On the
15th,
third Monday.
It was Thursday.
Yeah, but it always comes on the third Monday of the month of January because of the influence of the unions. I thought that was interesting. I was reading on the plane coming back last night a story about unionism, and the focus has been on right-to-work states, and now with so many Republicans being elected to governor's seats, how that may change. I think there are 24, Kenny, correct me if I'm wrong, 24 right-to-work states now, and that number is expected to increase to 36 or 37, perhaps this year even, because what happens under the circumstances, if you don't know anything about right-to-work, if you live in Florida, you know, because I think Florida is the most pronounced right-to-work state in the country. But if you have, and I'll use myself as an example, when I was teaching school, we were supposed to, all the teachers were supposed to belong to the National Education Association. Well, I opted out. I didn't want to belong to a union. I didn't think it made any difference. But in Massachusetts, because you couldn't do that, they said, well, it's too bad you don't want to join. You will receive the benefits of the union, therefore you will join the union and you will pay your dues. Well, that legislation that leads to that is obviously directly from the unions. The union movement wants to get all of the dues it can, and if they are getting results for you, whether you like it or you don't, or whether you choose it or not, you still are still supposed to pay. So this legislation would change that, so that people who work in states where there are unions, and most of this is, well, not all, but a lot of it is governmental stuff, unions that are strong in government. And so if you don't want to belong, you don't have to belong, but yet you still would reap the benefits. And then there are the other side of it is right-to-work states allow you to work for circumstances or in circumstances where you don't have to belong to the union, but you don't get paid union rates. Union pay is important for government jobs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and we all know how that stuff takes place. But I wonder about that, whether or not the idea here is a strong one. The unions are continuing to wane. You know that, right? Only about 14% of people who live in this country belong to a union. Did you know that it was that little? I remember when it was down in the 20s.
That low.
Yeah, no, it's pretty low. Yeah. So
I mean, now that everybody can sue, though, I mean, there really isn't such a need for the unions so much. They become more these political bodies, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's what they are. They're money-raising arms of political parties. Mostly right. the Democrats. What did you start to say, Reggie?
No, Jennifer's right. The lawyers, I mean, why do they need anybody to protect them anymore? They can sue everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, here we go.
If I feel I wasn't given this raise for a particular reason, I'll sue. If I feel like I'm supposed to be earning more money, I'll sue.
Mm-hmm. Let's sue Fox News. This weekend, they repeatedly apologized for wrong info, incorrect information. They aired about the so-called no-go zone story at DougStefan.com. Here's Julie Banderas apologizing for the info about the Muslim neighborhoods in England and in France.
A correction now. Over the course of this last week, we have made some regrettable errors on air regarding the Muslim population in Europe, particularly with regard to England and France. Now, this applies especially to discussions of so-called no-go zones, areas where non-Muslims allegedly aren't allowed in and police supposedly won't go. To be clear, there is no formal designation of these zones in either country and no credible information to support the assertion there are specific areas in these countries that exclude individuals based solely on their religion. There are certainly areas of high crime in Europe, as there are in the United States and other countries, where police and visitors enter with caution. We deeply regret the errors and apologize to any and all who may have taken offense, including the people of France and England.
What did she say?
All right, well, here's a different way of it being put forth by Judge Jeanine Pirro, who apologized for the same stuff on Fox.
Last week on this program, a guest made a serious factual error that we wrongly let stand unchallenged and uncorrected. The guest asserted that the city of Birmingham, England, is totally Muslim and that it is a place where non-Muslims don't go. Both are incorrect. The most recent census data, which is from 2011, indicates 22% of the population of Birmingham identifies themselves as Muslim. Also, we could find no credible source that indicates Birmingham is a so-called no-go zone. We deeply regret these errors and apologize to the people of Birmingham, our viewers, and all have been offended.
Well, whether she sounds like she means it or not,
we apologize to the viewers.
She's reading it.
Yeah, exactly. Under the circumstances, though, I was looking at this, looking into it a little bit more, and one of the things that happened at this event that I was at over the weekend, a radio event, was a sort of focus on where you get the news that you talk about, because this format is referred to as news talk radio, so we talk about what's going on in the news. What's real, what isn't, what's true, what isn't, what's factual, what isn't, how do you know that, these sorts of things. And during the, and I wish I could put my finger on the study or where the study came from, but somebody came up with, or I had a piece of paper in my hand that suggested 64% of all of the so-called facts that are put forth on Fox turn out not to be necessarily accurate. Now, would that be the same on MSNBC? Would it be the same on NBC or ABC or CBS or CNN? I don't know if it would be that high.
Didn't they do a survey of that with CNN, Fox, and MSNBC? And I think that... somebody did, and it wasn't so long ago. Let me look it up. I remember it was like ranked, like CNN, Fox, MSNBC was the worst. Let me see.
All right, so
you continue on.
I have also conjured up in my mind, those of you who listen to the weekly talk radio countdown show that I do that airs on many of these same stations over the weekend, which is a review of the hot stories, the top 10 things. I made reference to it with regard to our poll a few minutes ago. During the course of the conversation, the idea, because in the context of talking about what's going on in this world of news talk radio, Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers and Me, often get into hypothetical situations. And I had noticed last week that there was a lot of focus and talk about Christian-operated stations. There are a lot of stations that are so-called Christian teaching stations, and the people that listen to them are by design, maybe by design is a little harsh, but they're right of center. That's fairly safe to assume. Everybody in with that premise?
Sure.
Fairly safe to assume that a lot of the Christian teaching stations are right of center. So... with all of the focus on Charlie Hebdo, I said, what would happen if Al Jazeera came up with an IPO for, let's say, 24 stations, or the top 25 markets, they're going to buy a radio station in each one, and they're going to, and I'm doing this wrong because Al Jazeera sometimes gets associated with Muslim news and a Muslim slant, which isn't really true. We found their reporters to be quite good and quite accessible. Kenny, would you say that was fair?
Oh, sure. Al Jazeera America is a new, popping up on lots of cable system.
Yeah,
and
right.
Dish, DirecTV.
Okay, but just hypothetically, how would you take to a station that programmed Muslim talk? We have Christian talk. So how would you take in your market, in your town, your city, your community, if somebody bought a radio station and decided to put Muslim?
They're already there.
Talk.
Yeah,
where?
I wouldn't care.
I don't know of any. Where are they?
No, I mean, just go to
Chinese and Korea.
Just
no, I don't think you'd find one, Raji. I honestly don't.
I don't think I care as long as it's not. Look, if you start saying, oh, Muslims can't do it, then you start saying there are other groups that can't do it. I'm all for it. It's when it gets to be extreme and it gets to be hate talk that there's a problem. I don't think anybody would. I mean, I can't.
Well, would you say that you don't think there's anybody that's on the air right now that is an extremist or is full of hate?
Oh, I absolutely do. And that's why I choose not to listen to those shows.
We have Korean stations. We have
all
Chinese
kinds
of Asian stations. Kinds of Latin stations.
Right.
There's got to be Muslim stations there.
I don't know that there is one, but I'd be interested in having someone find out any talk radio that focuses on Islam, the Muslim lifestyle, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that exists in America.
There's like one in Chicago, Radio Islam.
Radio Islam. Okay.
Let me see if it's on an actual dial.
Position. Yeah, this would be something that you could also probably find a lot of podcasts and things that are extraneous.
Yeah, Blog Talk Radio in Chicagoland.
Blog Talk, what? Because the call letters, Richie?
WCEV.
CEV is a suburban station.
Yeah.
So they do Muslim talk?
RadioIslam.com on WCEV in Chicagoland.
All right.
And don't you think, okay, instead of limiting the types of people that can do radio shows, so we have, there's a ton of Korean, a ton of Mandarin, those kind of networks that we all know about.
It's called the Orange Network.
It's all about Satsumas.
Right, go ahead.
Don't you think maybe what gets me is the fact that no one understands what's being put out there? I mean, maybe on American Airways.
They can say all kinds of things and nobody's going to know.
Because
remember, the FCC, to Jennifer's point, never investigates anything unless they get a complaint. Never. They don't know what I've said for years that the Spanish broadcasters are getting away with outrageous things that they're saying because nobody really monitors, or if they do monitor, the kind of monitoring that goes on isn't the same in terms of scrutiny as what the English stations, because simplistically speaking, it's easier to monitor us and find those horrible, offensive things that you're saying on the air. Richie, cut it out, will you please? So, food for thought from Good Day at 12 before the hour.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
There is something about the road that beckons, that invites us to pack up the family and leave the world behind. And there is something about an industry-leading unlimited mileage warranty on a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz that gives us the freedom to do exactly that. You take to the highway, rack up the miles for up to 3 years, and drive with the assurance that your Mercedes-Benz is covered. You have the security of being in a car that has been certified to Mercedes-Benz standards, while you enjoy a carefree ownership experience for miles and miles. But, while the mileage is unlimited, your time to take advantage of our certified pre-owned sales event is not. Now through March 2nd, you can also receive complimentary prepaid maintenance and your first 2 months' payments on us on select models, plus 3 months of SiriusXM satellite radio. So hurry into your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer today and see why we say the odometer is there to record the memories.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. 22diabetes.com. People who have followed this plan at 22diabetes.com have reportedly not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. 22diabetes.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. 22diabetes.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. 22diabetes.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at 22diabetes.com. Watch for free at 22diabetes.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medication. Go to 22diabetes.com.
Appears to be 51 after the hour now.
Are you
watching
sure?
The old TikTok. I'm Richie. I'm always sure when it comes to the time.
All right. As long as you're sure.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
It's now 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Monday is upon us. Tech Talk time every day at this time. We start with our reporter, Shelley Palmer, who's going to talk with you about a new charger that can power up all of your gadgets at once. That seems hard to envision. We'll let him describe that for us in a moment here on Good Day.
At the U.S. Postal Service, we deliver to every address in America.
So when it comes to packages you need to return, for whatever reason,
don't go out of your way to return it.
Because we'll already be there, delivering your mail.
Like we do almost every day.
So it's easy for us to pick up your return.
Just print a label.
Schedule a free pickup.
Leave it for me.
Me.
Or me.
And we'll return it for you. For more information, visit USPS.com/return.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, did you know that Amazon will donate money to charity from every purchase you make? It's a program called Amazon Smile, and it doesn't cost you anything to sign up. The best part about it? You get to pick the charity. Amazon Smile has been around since October, and you can kick off the charitable giving simply by going to smile.amazon.com when you're ready to shop online. Amazon has recently begun re-emphasizing the program to encourage more charitable giving by prominently featuring messages on its homepage reminding shoppers of the Amazon Smile program. The only catch? The The message only appears to customers who have visited the Amazon Smile site before. If you want to get involved, head to smile.amazon.com, choose the charity you'd like Amazon to donate to, and you're all set. And to make sure you never make an Amazon purchase that doesn't give a little kickback to charity, download a browser plugin like Smile Always for Google Chrome that automatically redirects you to Smile whenever you go to Amazon. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Do you want to learn how to mask your identity to browse inappropriate websites and stream media while at the office?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's web security solutions keep online activity clean and ensure internet bandwidth performance. Reclaim your network, like 150,000 other businesses already have. To learn more about preventing web-based threats, visit barracuda.com/web.
They say every healthy relationship should have a balance of predictability and spontaneity. In fact, it is that assurance of security that makes the spontaneous possible. Your relationship with your car should be a little like that, too. With our industry-leading unlimited mileage warranty, your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz instills a sense of confidence. You drive away knowing that you can keep driving for up to 3 years and never have to worry about the miles. Add to that our complimentary prepaid maintenance on select models, and your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz becomes the ultimate carefree escape vehicle. Only during the Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned sales event going on now through March 2nd can you receive your first 2 months payments on us on select models, plus 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. So hurry in today. It might just be the most predictable spur-of-the-moment decision you've ever made.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
The Doug Stephan Good Day program is part of the International CES press event. Sony took the wraps off a new portable music player that they call the Walkman. I saw one of these devices at the event I was at over the weekend. The old and the new. The old I recognized, the new you could see. It's called the NWZX2. Supports all of the major 24-bit audio formats, including FLAC, Apple Lossless.
Yeah.
Covers is better than CD quality, Richie. It's 128 gigabytes of disk space, so there's plenty of room for storing high-res music files. There's a micro SD slot for adding up to 128 gigabytes more, so enough space for up to 1,700 tracks. So what's the iPod, though? Couldn't you get 3,000 tracks on that? Don't I remember?
Yeah, but you're going to do MP3s, and they're going to be at about 120, 192. And the whole thing now is to move up to a better quality. Now that we've digitized music,
right?
Now we need to get it back to that high quality where you're hearing all of the...
Yeah, and you gotta have a Bose headset for that.
Well, it just—I mean, the more you compress a file,
mm-hmm.
the more you make a file smaller to fit.
Right.
The more information you have to throw out. So you may, when a drum beat, you may not get that whole boom. You may only get, and it's just it makes a big difference, man.
All right. Story at DougStephan.com. Also, a posting about Bigfoot left a mark on social media this past week. Arizona Department of Transportation Facebook page reads, quote, "We might have spotted a family of Sasquatches on State Route 260 near Heber this afternoon." What is a Sasquatch? A Sasquatch is supposed to be?
It's Bigfoot.
Bigfoot.
Same thing.
A family of them.
Right.
No doubt.
Were they in Kentucky? Where were they?
What? Sasquatch?
That's just the Joneses.
I don't know. They got 52,000 followers, though, for this stuff.
Wow.
59 past the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design Align, a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.